Hello, everyone. I've never really done a disclaimer before an audio before, but I decided that before this comfort audio that I would just give a little shout out, give a little explanation. But I've been talking a lot about aftercare and comfort audios with several different listeners and VAs, and a lot of it seems very personal or things that have been requested, and this one that you are about to listen to is quite personal to me. A lot of times we seek to comfort our partners in ways that we want, not ways that they need. As someone who has been a survivor of cancer, a lot of times people handle you with kid's gloves. They tend to think that you need more care. They tend to be very soft with you. And as someone who likes the pain with her pleasure, as someone who is a brat and likes to be choked and all of these other things, it's quite frustrating, which is why I was talking about communication being key. So it is quite frustrating when I just want my partner to be a little rough with me and they refuse to because they know my history, and they don't trust my judgment over my body. So that's what this audio is about. It's about bringing that type of comfort, about having that communication, that talk of, hello, you don't know my body as well as I know my body. That's what this audio is about. I hope you enjoy. And thank you so much for listening.
Hey, babe. How are you? Yeah.
I don't know. I wanted to talk.
You got a sec?
So tell me, how was your day?
I swear, all the shit you've had to deal with this year, it's been stressful. I don't want to make you more stressed, but there is something that I did want to talk about.
No, no, no. I'm not going anywhere,
but I would like to have a conversation about something, if you're willing to listen.
So,
the other night, I asked you to do something for me
in bed. Would you relax? I want to talk about it. Because I want to know if you said no to that because you're uncomfortable doing it, which in the case, that's perfectly fine. I understand your limits and I respect them. Or if you're making a decision for me and what you think I can handle, in which case, this is why we're having this conversation. I know that we took a big step, and I asked you to go to my oncologist appointment, and it was the first time that you really had to sit there and realize what it was that I've had to deal with, and that whilst I am not cured, I am doing better. So there really isn't anything to worry about. I am taking care of myself. And that's the most important part. So, my question is simple. Did you say no to choking me in bed? Because I had cancer. or because you didn't want to do it. No, I get it. I get that you worry. I get that you look at me differently now. I get that. But I'm still me. I still deserve to do the things that I want to do in and out of the bedroom, as long as I don't push myself, as long as I feel rested, as long as I listen to my body. I've known it for a while now. This also isn't the first time that I've had cancer. I know it's scary for you. I know you've never had to deal with it, so you're worried, and I get that. Babe, look at me. You could never hurt me beyond the limit of what I want. I need you to know that. I know that you like a little pain with your pleasure. I know I like a little pain with my pleasure. Please. Please. Don't be afraid to touch me, okay? Because I really, really, I need to know that my body is mine, that it doesn't belong to some disease, that thing that's had so much control over my life, I can't let it control this. I can't give cancer this. I can't give it the pleasure I receive from being with you and the things that we do together. I cannot allow it to take this from me too. Please tell me that you get that. I know. I know you love me. I'm scared too. For the longest time, so much changed. What food I could eat, what meds I had to take. I couldn't use this laundry detergent. This irritated my skin, everything, hair. My body wasn't my own. Everyone got a say. Doctors, my family, everyone got a say in what happened to me. But me. This I control. This is mine. You're mine. And I want to do these things with you because I trust you not to hurt me. I trust you to trust me. Please. Please, just trust me a little on this, okay? Shut up. Shut up. Oh, because you say the most ridiculous things. Who looks cute when they cry? Good Lord. I love you too. Give me a kiss. I want a kiss, please. Okay. Now. Go pick up our breakfast. I want bagels and coffee. Yeah, from that place around the corner. Hey. We're gonna try again, okay? Love you.